This goes to Jodi, J-O-D-I, Drenth, D like David, R-E, N like November, T-H. D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-953-5329. In listening ear adult foster care facility, fax 989-317-8717. Regarding Ronald Wedge, W-E-D-G-E, date of birth 7/8/1962. Dear Ms. Drenth and staff of Listening Ear Facility, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Wedge with diabetes insipidus, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, and anemia of chronic disease, iron deficiency type currently. Mr. Wedge was recently hospitalized in Alma, January 3rd, 26th, through January 6, 26, for acute respiratory failure secondary to COVID-19, sepsis, and pneumonia. When he was admitted, creatinine levels were as high as 1.61, but were down to 1.33 at the time of discharge. Many medication changes were made, and he was stabilized and was able to be discharged. He's been extremely tired, though, since hospitalization, definitely having no behavioral problems at all since he was discharged. He's very cooperative, but appears to be getting better. He is awaiting permission from his guardian to be able to have iron infusions because of the chronic anemia that was noted when he was hospitalized. And iron levels were also low, so he will be hopefully receiving iron infusions after the guardian approves that. He is nonverbal, and the staff reports that he is feeling better, other than being very tired and having no behavioral problems at all. Medications. He's had several changes with medications, so I will review all the medications he's currently taking. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Depakote is 500 milligram 2 at bedtime. Allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. He takes Prolixin, P-R-O-L-I-X-I-N. He takes 7.5 milligram at bedtime and 5 milligram in the morning. Clonazepam would be 0.25 milligram, two tablets before doctor's appointments if needed. Synthroid, 50 microgram daily. And Clopyramate, C-L-O-M-I-P-R-A-M-I-N-E, 50 milligram at bedtime. Benadryl allergy, if needed, 25 milligrams for itching or rash, but that has not been needed recently. Physical exam, weight 175 pounds, and that's about a 4-pound increase since he was last seen here in July of 2025. Pulse is 100 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult, or left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/84 today. He is very quiet and cooperative. He doesn't take deep breaths on command, so lungs, hard to hear the lung sounds, but they do not sound like there's crackles or rails currently. Heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done 1/6 of 26. Creatinine 1.33, estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium elevated at 10.8. Sodium is 143, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 28. Hemoglobin was 8.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetes insipidus with stable sodium levels currently. 2, anemia, awaiting permission to obtain iron infusions, and hopefully follow up by hematology if needed. And 3, stage 2, chronic kidney disease. We have asked the adult foster care staff to make sure that he gets lab studies done every 3 months, and a lab order was also sent over to McLaren Lab. And he'll have a follow-up visit with his practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP / Jose Fuente, MD.